It's 71 degrees in Nashville. Right now, it is cloudy. It has been drizzly on and off this morning. And there is about an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A new report focused on technology and policing showcases that Nashville is not using some tools that are common in peer cities. The National Police and Public Safety Alliance commissioned the comparison of 10 cities. For WPLN News, Emily West looks at what the report says about Nashville.
License plate readers have been a constant battle in Nashville. Other than Austin, Texas, Metro is an outlier for not having the technology, which scans passing vehicles for police. At a recent budget hearing, council members praised Chief John Drake for the decline in crime rates without using LPRs. Right now, Nashville police also don't have a gunshot detection system, nor real-time video across the county to support its crime center.
Like at the peer study, we compare favorably to any city in America. But we could also have further reductions and less crime, less victims, if we had technology that could help us be more effective.
Nashville police do have cameras dispersed throughout downtown. Those can help police, like during the Riley Strain case, when a young inebriated man fell to his death in the river. The footage allowed detectives to trace his final steps and close the case. Emily West, WPLN News.
In recent years, Metro Council has expanded its control over surveillance proposals and requires police contracts to go through legislative review. Starting today, the central hub connecting different levels of the Nashville International Airport's lobby will be closed for an 18-month renovation. The project will double the number of escalators and increase the number, speed, and capacity of elevators. The airport says the work is essential to prepare its facilities for future growth. BNA says the new central core improvements are part of a plan that will allow it to serve up to 40 million annual passengers. For passengers, right now that means the pedestrian bridge between the parking garage and the terminal will be closed. So will some baggage claim machines closest to the construction. The airport authority says it will deploy workers and signage to help guide passengers to where they need to go. Well, the voice of the Grand Ole Opry is in critical condition. Bill Cody is a veteran broadcaster, host of WSM's radio morning program, and the longtime announcer and host of Opry shows. A message from his daughter posted to social media says Cody was admitted to the hospital 3 weeks ago and told he needed both heart and kidney transplants. This weekend, his condition took what she describes as a downward spiral. She's asking for prayers and expressing hope that organs will become available. Cody was given a star on the Music City Walk of Fame in 2024. He's been a member of the Country Music Disc Jockey Hall of Fame since 2008. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.